Well, good morning, everyone. As I said yesterday, the theme I'm going to be going off of for these daily devotions are the gifts that we have from God. You know, we all have a great number of gifts which have been given us to God. I said this yesterday. And the sad part is we don't often reflect on them. So during this week, I'm going to take this time to reflect on a few of the gifts that we have. And to begin with, I'd like to start with what is arguably and easily the greatest gift that we have, our very lives themselves. Now, we know how difficult and painful that life can sometimes be. And for some people, they have very difficult lives throughout their entire lives, not even just for short periods, but throughout their entire lives. But other times, life can be very joyful and easy. But regardless of what our life is like, and regardless of how difficult our life is, the fact that we are alive at all is a great gift from God. When we look in the scriptures, we see that God holds us in existence. The fact that we exist at all, the fact that He created us, brought us into the world, and the fact that we still exist in the world, we still live, is because God loves us. We were created out of love. We are held in existence out of love. And God willing, we will enter into eternity with Him out of love. Every breath that we take, every heartbeat, everything we do is thanks to the gift of God. The fact that we have air to breathe is a gift from God. The fact that we have food and drink that we need to survive is a gift from God. Everything we have and everything we are is a great gift from God. Something that we tend to take for granted more than any other gift, just the fact that we are alive. Now, when we go to funerals, it might sound a little bit morbid and possibly a little strange, but others' deaths should allow us to appreciate our lives, regardless if those deaths were man-made or if they were natural, if they're caused by someone else or if they're just caused by some fluke of nature or old age or whatever caused the death. But when we go to a funeral, that should not only be an opportunity to pray for the one who died and for their families, which, of course, is a very important part of a funeral, but it's also a great opportunity to thank God that we are alive, the fact that we do have this gift of life, that we are still allowed to wake up and see another day, and that we go to bed, that we will wake up again the next morning, and that we will sleep in peace. Because every moment of our life is a gift. Not only the fact that we are alive is a gift, but then every moment that we have is a wonderful gift that we should cherish. You know, we fill our lives with so many things. We do so many things. We're involved with so many activities. We go from distraction to distraction to distraction that we fail to appreciate our life itself, the fact that we have life. So our challenge today and our challenge every day of our lives is to daily, every day, appreciate the gift of our lives that God has given us. You know, because God does love us so much that He gave us life.